Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel today, the weather is mostly sunny. In Jerusalem, it's a warm day with clear skies. Tel Aviv is enjoying a pleasant, sunny atmosphere, perfect for a stroll by the beach. Haifa has mild conditions, making it a comfortable day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Qatar, Egypt, and Turkey have condemned Israeli strikes in Gaza, warning that a ceasefire is at risk, according to I-24 News earlier this hour. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports that on Friday, U.S. President Donald Trump announced an agreement for the disarmament of Hamas, but Qatar, Egypt, and Turkey say Israeli actions in Gaza undermine peace efforts, as noted 4 hours ago. Also this hour, Ynet reveals Iran is using a secret war room in Iraq, involving Houthis and militias to launch new threats against Israel, reported 2 hours ago. Separately, a national debate has erupted over the Haredi draft exemption in Israel, originally intended for a few hundred scholars, as explored by JNS 2 hours ago. And finally, the migration crisis in Ceuta has fueled anti-Israel conspiracy theories, as reported by Forward 2 hours ago. Here's what people are saying online. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, posted just minutes ago about Matan Abergil, who sacrificed himself by jumping on a grenade to save his team. He is remembered as a hero of Israel. Shannon, a user commenting on current events, wrote just now that we've all been deceived, suggesting skepticism about recent developments. Leslie Kajomovitz, in a recent post, highlighted how certain media narratives may have influenced perceptions of the Ceuta migration crisis. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Gaza, I-24 News reports that Qatar, Egypt, and Turkey have jointly condemned Israeli actions in Gaza, stating these operations jeopardize the fragile ceasefire. The strikes come after a recent agreement for Hamas disarmament, raising concerns about the stability of peace efforts. This international criticism could complicate diplomatic relations moving forward. Turning to Iran's activities, Ynet details how Iran is orchestrating a covert operation from Iraq involving Yemeni drone experts and Iraqi militias. This operation aims to create a new launch pad against Israel, shortening the distance for drone strikes. The strategic implications are significant, as it poses an enhanced threat to Israeli security. Meanwhile, the Haredi draft issue, JNS, highlights the evolving debate over the exemption of ultra-Orthodox students from military service. What began as a limited deferment has expanded, sparking national contention. The debate underscores tensions between religious and secular communities in Israel, affecting social cohesion. Finally, on the Ceuta migration crisis, Forward reports that the unexpected influx of migrants from Morocco into Ceuta has become a talking point for anti-Israel conspiracy theorists. This narrative shift is altering public discourse and could have broader implications for international relations and perceptions of Israel. On the economic front. First, Ynet Business reports that Zenity has raised $125 million to expand its AI security platform. This funding will enhance the protection of AI agents accessing critical systems, highlighting the growing importance of cybersecurity in tech. Separately, Mariv Business outlines a new service by Gett, the taxi app, which now allows booking of vans, minibuses, and buses nationwide. This expansion aims to improve transportation accessibility across Israel. And finally, CTEC notes that China's AI competition is heating up, with Alibaba unveiling its largest model yet. This move, while global, has implications for Israeli tech companies engaged in AI development as the market dynamics shift. That's your Israel 18 News update for this morning. We'll be back with more at 10:00 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI, based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.